This is Jim Zuris, podcast host and operator of SysRep, Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. And today I'm with Bevan Eustace from Coldwell Banker Residential. Hello, Bevan. How are you?
Hi, Jim. Nice to see you.
Bevan, you and I have talked before, and the reason I wanted to have you do a podcast with SysRep is because I know you have experience or a focus on the senior market. Talked about a specific case that I thought agents who are listening might gain from your experience. Tell me a little bit about that case.
Well, it was my friend Marcia. She's in the San Gabriel Valley. She was first and foremost a friend of mine, and she confided in me a little bit about her finances. I had never talked to her about that before, but I knew she was concerned about something. She obviously owned her home outright. One of her pensions was running out. It was coming to an end. So she was getting worried about her finances. So she confided in me about, what do you think about a reverse mortgage? So I said to her, reverse mortgages can work very well for some people. And maybe somebody like you who's on their own, this might be a good thing for you to look into. So I did some research for her, and she decided that she would like to do this. So with her permission, I said, is there any family members at all that I could contact? Because this is a big personal matter. It's a big step for you. So she said, yes, I have a nephew in Minnesota. So with her permission, I contacted him. He and I were back and forth with emails, and he actually came out to visit her here in California. And he also thought that this would be a good idea for her.
Now, is she looking for more income each month from the reverse mortgage? What was she looking to get from
it? Her house was in a little bit of disarray. She needed some things done that were been put on the long finger. She needed the house painted inside and out. She needed trees trimmed, and she needed to have some termite work done that was getting pretty bad. So she didn't have any kind of a lump sum to do that. The only pension that she was going to have was a state pension. So it wasn't enough to cover her expenses, her property taxes, and just pay her bills. So what she decided to do was to take a small lump sum up front, and then she was going to get her house repairs done, have a little money in the bank, and then have a monthly income to come in. And it was going to be a comfortable amount of money for her to be able to live nicely and treat herself, which she badly needed to do. She wanted to go to the movies, if she wanted to go to dinner, take her friends out, she was going to be in a position to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's how it all came about.
So her nephew comes out, mm-hmm. meets with you and a reverse mortgage person.
That's correct.
Which wasn't me, but that's okay. We didn't know each other.
Now we do.
So you met with the reverse mortgage professional, and that's the best way to do it. The reverse mortgage, a lot of times it brings a family into the decision. That would be an example. If he was local and you had solved this problem for her, so that's a potential client. So that's that sphere of influence.
Mm-hmm.
But so go ahead and continue.
Yeah, so another thing that she had to do at that time was to get her affairs in order. That was very important to her. So her nephew, I also had an attorney that I was able to put her in touch with who also came to meet with us. He helped her put everything together.
Now, when you say that, was that like a trust?
That was the plan, Jim.
Okay.
So we got the reverse mortgage done. So we did step by step. She was elderly, so we just couldn't be rushing her around. So it was a step by step process.
Sure.
And doing the reverse mortgage, and she had to understand a reverse mortgage before they will actually give you one.
Right.
So that was very important.
She did the counseling.
Yeah. So we educated her and step by step, so she knew exactly what she was getting into. And the nephew also counseled her with that as well. In March, I think it was March of last year, we got the ball rolling with that, and she received her first payment and lump sum in early April. Unfortunately for her, Jim, she was in a little bit of a fender bender accident not long after. I think it was very early in June. It's enough to bring her to the hospital. They did release her after about a week to go home with full-time care. But the impact of the fender bender shattered her confidence. And unfortunately for her, she just never really regained her confidence and went downhill a little bit.
Oh my God. Now, how old was she?
She was in her mid-80s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she had emphysema, early stages of emphysema. So getting around was difficult for her. But she had a single level home, and she was well able to manage it with some care. So we would organize some part-time care for her.
Uh-huh.
To make a long story short, she did pass away in the end of June. Unfortunately, she did not get to enjoy the benefits of the reverse mortgage. I wish that she would have talked to me sooner.
Uh-huh.
I wish that we had done this 2 years before so she could have enjoyed things that she loved to
do.
She had confided in me sooner.
Now, she was a personal friend of yours, or did you get to know her your real estate business?
Sure, she was a personal friend of mine. So uh-huh. first and foremost, I said she was my friend.
Right.
She knew I was in real estate. She was always asking me questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept our friendship like that. She did confide in me about her financial situation, and I wish she had done it a few years before.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And another thing, Jim, unfortunately for her is, although she was getting her affairs in order, her. Her will was put together, but she never executed it.
Oh, okay.
So that has been a big problem for the family right now. Mm-hmm. Coming up now nearly on not a year, but we're into the new year now. Everything in her estate has gone to probate.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have another podcast with a legal professional that talks about that.
Yeah.
So it's around a year then that it's taken to get to this point?
Well, I mean, she passed away in June of last year. So
six, 7 months.
So her nephew very kindly paid off the reverse mortgage, mm-hmm. but it didn't stop the probate. We're still in probate.
Wow.
And the judge did give her nephew power of administration. Mm-hmm. We are using the same attorney that she had went with to draft the will, and she left me in her will that was not executed to sell the house.
Wow, sweet. Well, that's a good listing.
That's a good listing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on the market right now, but I'm very proud to have that listing, but I feel like I need to do a very special job for her.
Absolutely. Now, Bevan, what you've described is really the way that good agents treat their clients anyway, but particularly with the senior market.
Absolutely.
You know, that's all we can do is the very best we can do. It's just too bad, like you said, she wasn't able to enjoy the reverse mortgage more.
Correct.
And also get the trust set up, because I went to my parents, and I mentioned this on one of the other podcasts too. They had a trust. Now, there was an issue with some funding in the trust, but legally, I had control of their assets as soon as they passed away as a trustee.
That's great.
I never dealt with the court. Now, I did have an attorney because it was kind of complicated. There was a Medicaid. My mom had stroke, so she had care, so they had to move, you know, some assets around, and that's even a whole specialty in itself. There's a company that did that for them. So I did end up engaging an attorney, but if the trust was clean, you know, the next week I'm talking to kids, you know, the grandkids.
Yes.
There was like 10 grandkids that they left 10% here, 10% there.
Yeah, very nice.
And so we were able to go through the whole thing, and the home was probably sold about 60 days later.
Oh my goodness.
Whereas the other aspect of this is a nephew going to inherit the home?
So here's the deal. It will go to probate court, being sold with the court confirmation, so subject to overbid. So we don't have control. The judge will pick the final offer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So the family are really not involved, to be quite honest with you.
From the probate point of view, then is it because the nephew's too far removed? Don't they even look at the family and say, hey, the nephew should get the home?
She did not know.
They don't.
If he wanted to be a part of and make an offer on the house, he could, but he would have to, you know, go like everybody else.
So if she loved the nephew, obviously she did, and had him involved in this reverse mortgage. See, I'm learning something here, and this is shocking.
Mm-hmm.
She loves a nephew. The nephew helps her through the reverse mortgage decision.
Yes.
I would guess her first choice would have been to leave the home to the nephew.
No.
Or she have anybody else?
She has other nieces and nephews.
And the home
is to be divided equally.
Equally, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it was all in the will. It just wasn't executed.
It was in the will. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So even if you have a will, it will still go to probate.
Yes.
The only way to avoid going to probate is a trust. I don't know if you've heard of the new legal device. It's called a transfer on death deed.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new. A lot of questions about that.
Right.
We're going to have a podcast on that, because even at Caravans where they're talking about that, real estate agents have to be careful and not just recommend that.
Of course.
Because at first pass, it's, oh, that's great. It just avoids probate. It's a lot less expensive than a trust, but there are some liabilities. If agents say that because it's brand new,
well,
and there's some things
there. We really shouldn't be giving advice on things
exactly.
Like that.
With CISREP, you can be a resource, but don't be in a position where you're giving advice outside of your expertise.
Absolutely.
Because you invite the liability.
Absolutely.
That.
That's why I always try to encourage my older clients to have attorney involved,
right,
an accountant. Getting your affairs in order, a very important factor.
Great. I appreciate you sharing that story.
Absolutely.
Sadly, it doesn't have a happy ending, but there's definitely some points that real estate agents can learn from it. If an agent wanted to contact you to either ask questions or perhaps help in a transaction, I'm going to have your information on the website.
Thank you.
But if you can just now repeat phone number and stuff, because sometimes I'm envisioning an agent. I do this at every podcast, being on the phone, and I want to call her right now, and you know.
Oh, that would be nice.
So give me your contact information.
Sure. My name is Bevan Eustace, like we said in the beginning, and my cell phone is 626-808-7403. Or you can email me at Bevan, B as in boy, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, IN, middle initial A, last name Eustace, EUST bevanace@aol.com.
Very good. Listeners, you can tell that Bevan really has the right frame of heart to deal with it. Now, you are SRES too,
yes,
right? Which is a senior real estate specialist designation. So you do make marketing to the senior demographic part of your business plan, right?
Yeah, and I've given some talks at some senior places just about the home sales process. And the process really has changed, mm-hmm, and it can be quite daunting for people.
Okay.
So it's nice to, and I will go to people's homes with no cost or obligation, just to talk about the process and, mm-hmm, what's involved.
Great, very good. Bevan Eustace from Coldwell Banker Residential. Thanks, Bevan.